Now let's check on another story. Are the very unfortunate pictures of what seems to be tangible misery at the U.S.-Mexican border with thousands of migrant children crossing over having an impact on Capitol Hill? Our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John.
And I gather you had a birthday over the weekend?
I did. Thank you for recognizing.
Happy birthday. I have a difficult time answering this question if there is compromise coming here. Can I play you a couple of clips here?
Yeah, please.
All right. So Josh Earnest, White House press secretary, says this over the weekend.
We've seen a lot of talk from Republicans about how urgent and pressing the situation is, but not a lot of action when it comes to acting on a proposal the president has now put forward, a detailed proposal that the president put forward 8 days ago now.
Josh Earnest speaking about the $3.7 billion proposal to actually aid the immigrants down there at the border. And here's Texas Governor Rick Perry talking about a pledge by the president to come and visit him. This is from CBS News' Face the Nation.
He made a decision not to come. They're just time after time you see a response from this administration that says, you know what, we're really not that interested in the southern border of the United States.
What's the truth here, Todd?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, John, the contrast that you see. Look, there is no question that especially on television, on cable television and across the airwaves, the word war around this immigration, this border crisis is really hot. And that's not a surprise. We know how fractious immigration debates are in this country. Look, comprehensive immigration reform has failed. The finger pointing is going on everywhere. And Democrats think they have a big advantage in the election because Republicans just can't get it together on that issue. You have Sarah Palin calling for impeachment over this issue. The right is fired up. So it's no surprise that there's just a lot of recrimination going on. But here's an interesting thing. Behind closed doors here in the Capitol, what's interesting is that the leaders, and I'm talking about Boehner and Pelosi and Reid and the White House, are trying really, really hard to keep conditions steady so that all this public recrimination doesn't upset the chances for a deal. It's not going to be easy, and it still could fail. But here's one thing that's interesting. That $3.7 billion that you mentioned, that's an emergency supplemental. That's just a fancy way of saying emergency spending when they need money right away. We've seen it before. How about Sandy relief or earthquakes, things like that? You know, what often happens with emergency supplementals in this environment, what do Republicans say right away? Yeah, fine, but find a way to pay for it. We're going to make cuts somewhere else in order to pay for this. Sandy aid took 3 months to accomplish because of a debate like this. But you know what John Boehner didn't say when the White House sent this request up? He never said it has to be paid for. And if you're listening, you take that as a signal as he really, really wants to keep Democrats in the fold, make a deal possible. As far as Nancy Pelosi's concerned, you know, Republicans have a proposal that they really want. They say we have to change the asylum rules. We have to change the border rules that will make it easier to send some of these kids from non-contiguous countries like Guatemala and El Salvador to send them back to their countries when they came from. The law right now makes it really hard to send them back and actually makes it easier to send kids from Mexico back. They want to change that. Now, a lot of liberal Democrats and congressional Hispanics are really against that. But you know what Nancy Pelosi said? She should have said, yeah, we're not going to do that. Forget it. No, she said, I don't like it, but it's not a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. These are two signals coming from the big kids on Capitol Hill saying, yeah, there's a lot of hate going on, but we want a deal to be possible, and we're going to try to keep it steady.
So the takeaway there is there may be help on the way without objection from the Republicans. Who knows if it'll turn out to be $3.7 billion worth.
That's right.
And Pelosi is not going to stand in the way of deportations. We learned yesterday that 40 people were deported back to Honduras yesterday, and apparently that may be some kind of a face-saving gesture from the White House for the Republicans. What else is going on up there?
Well, there's another small deal. Look, $4 billion isn't a lot of money around here. But remember, we talked a little bit about the Highway Trust Fund. Everyone knows it's going broke. There's a deal brewing. It's tiny. It's only $10 billion out of the $300 billion the White House wants for highways. But there's a deal brewing between Republicans and Democrats going to be on the House floor today. Just gets them to May. It means the Highway Trust Fund probably won't shut down. We don't have to have a political confrontation on it. It just gets you to the month of May and lets them fill those potholes and fix some of the bridges if they get this deal done.
Now you're talking some potholes there. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Happy 40th birthday, is it, Todd? The 21st, 23rd?
Move on.
Thank you, Todd.
Move on. Thanks.
A At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.